All right, so let's get started this morning. Back in Galatians, and we're going to get into chapter 5 today. But before we do, I want to do a quick review of the first four chapters. Just because it's been a three-day weekend, let's refresh our minds by the way of remembrance. And we'll ask Pastor King to translate. You see, in chapter 1, the Apostle Paul lets us know from the very beginning of his letter that he was called from God. A man cannot call a man. You must have this call in your heart from God. Otherwise, when things get hard, you're going to look to man instead of God. And he's also justifying his apostleship to the other apostles in the church.
At yan nga pinapaliwanag niya yung kanyang pagiging apostol sa mga ibang apostol at sa simbahan.
He says in verse 4 that Jesus gave himself for our sins that he might deliver us from this present evil age.
Sabi niya sa 1:4, inialay ni Jesucristo ang kanyang sarili para sa ating kasalanan ayon sa kalooban ng ating Diyos Ama upang mahango tayo sa kasamaang nagahari ngayon sa sanlibutan ito.
Do you have deliverance?
Meron ba kayong kalayaan?
From this present evil age?
Dito sa sanlibutan ito?
The deliverance only comes from Christ.
Ang kalayaan ang gagaling lamang kay Kristo.
And what he did on the cross.
Sa kanyang ginawa sa krus.
He gave himself.
Ibinigay ni alay niya ang kanyang sarili.
On the cross.
Doon sa krus.
For our deliverance.
Para tayo mahango.
He's talking to the church. He's not talking to unbelievers. He's talking to us. He says in verse 6, I marvel that you're so soon turned away from Him. You're so soon turned away from Him who called you into this grace.
Napakadali niyo tumalikod sa kanya, sa kanya, tumawag sa inyo sa kanyang kagandahang loob.
Him is the Holy Spirit.
Siya ng Espiritu Santo.
He's the one that called us.
Siya ang tumawag sa atin.
Remember the day.
Naalala niyo ba yung araw?
Remember the day you heard the gospel.
No, naalala niyo ba yung araw na narinig niyo ang Ebanghelyo?
I'm not talking religion.
Hindi natin pinag-uusapan dito ang religion.
I'm not talking going to church.
Hindi ang pagpunta sa simbahan.
I'm talking about the moment in time.
Ang sinasabi ko dito yung oras, ang panahon.
When you knew that you knew that you knew.
Na alam mo.
That Jesus paid the price for your sin.
Na binayaran ni Jesus lahat ng iyong mga kasalanan.
On the cross.
Doon sa krus.
You knew that He washed away your sin by the blood of His cross.
Alam mo na hinugasan ang iyong kasalanan ng kanyang dugo doon sa krus.
Well, that was the Holy Spirit.
Yun ang Espiritu Santo.
That was the Holy Spirit saying, hey.
Yun ang banal na Espiritu ang sasabi,
You can't live for God in your own strength.
Hindi ka pwedeng mamuhay para sa Diyos sa pamamagitan ng iyong sariling lakas.
Your sin has separated you.
Ang iyong kasalanan nakapaglayo sa iyo sa Diyos.
He will use men and women.
Gagamitin niya ang babae at lalaki.
But He's the one that convicts.
Pero siya ang nangungusap talaga sa isang tao.
He's the one that points us to Jesus.
Siya ang tinuturo niya tayo kay Jesus.
He says you're turning away from Him to a different gospel.
Sabi niya, kayo'y bumaling agad sa ibang ebanghelyo.
There's a lot of that in the world today.
Napakarami ng nasa mundo ngayon.
There's a lot of different gospels.
Maraming ibang ebanghelyo na sinasabi dito.
And they're not pointed to by the Holy Spirit.
At hindi ito ang pinapatungkulan ng Espiritu Santo ang mga ibang ebanghelyo.
He says there are some that want to pervert you, pervert the gospel.
Sabi dito, marami ang gustong manira, manggulo sa ebanghelyo.
Pervert means to twist it.
Ibig sabihin nito, ito'y likuin.
To change it.
Para baguhin.
But even if we or an angel from heaven preach any other gospel, let him be accursed.
Subalit kami o isang anghel mula sa langit ang mangaral sa inyo na magandang balita, ipinangaral namin sa inyo, parusahan, awasan ng Diyos.
Very strong language.
Napakatindi na lingwahe.
Let him be accursed.
Sabi dito, sumpain.
Some of you are going to be ministers.
Kayo ay magiging mga ministro.
If you preach anything else,
pagkakainangaral ng ibang pangangaral,
except the pure gospel of Jesus,
na hindi nakatuon sa ebanghelyo ni Jesus.
Gospel means good news.
Ang ibig sabihin ng ebanghelyo ay mabuting balita.
What's the good news?
Ano ang mabuting balita?
That he performed the miracles?
Na siya ba ay gumawa ng mga milagro?
That he was born of the virgin?
Na siya ay pinanganak ng isang birhen?
Even that he rose from the dead?
Kahit nung siya ay nabuhay magmula sa mga patay.
The real gospel.
Ang totoong ebanghelyo.
The good news for the unbeliever and the believer.
Ang mabuting balita para sa mga hindi mananampalataya sa mananampalataya.
Was that Jesus went to the cross?
At si Jesus ay nagpunta sa krus.
And gave his life.
At binigay ang kanyang buhay.
And he's the Lamb of God.
Siya ang kordero ng Diyos.
Slain.
Napatay.
Before the foundation of the
world. Bago pa likain ang sanlibutan.
And we're going to see our Jesus someday.
Makikita natin si Jesus.
We're going to see him. What a day that'll be.
Napakagandang araw nun.
When my Jesus I shall see.
Na makikita ko si Jesus.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
I want to see him.
Gusto kong makita siya.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We will see the nail scars in his hands.
Makikita natin yung kanyang sugat sa kanyang mga kamay.
And then anything else is a different gospel.
Kung ibang ebanghelyo ay kundi nakatuon kay Jesus.
He wants us to know.
Gusto niya na malaman natin.
That the one who separated from his mother's womb has called him.
Dito,
verse 15. The one who separated from his womb is the one who called him.
Pinili niya ako bago pa ako ipanganak at tinawag upang maglingkod sa kanya.
And that when he got called, he did not go check with men.
At nung siya tinawag, hindi siya nagpunta sa tao.
He just went and preached.
Siya ay nangaral mismo, agad.
You do not need permission to preach.
Hindi mo na kailangan ng permiso para mangaral.
There's no man to ask.
Wala ka nang pwedeng tanungin pang tao.
None.
Wala.
If God calls, you go.
Pagka ikay tinawag ng Diyos, humayo ka lang.
And if it's burning in your heart,
at kung meron kang burden sa puso mo,
He'll make a way.
Siya ang gagawa ng paraan.
He'll always provide.
Siya ang lagi nagpo-provide.
He calls a man or woman.
Tinawag niya ang babae at lalaki.
And gives them provision.
Binigyan sila ng provision.
A vision and provision.
Vision at saka provision.
He'll tell you what to do.
Tapakita niya sa iyo kung gagawin mo.
Then he'll show you how to do it.
At tapakita niya kung paano magagawin.
He'll provide for his work.
At siya ang bahala sa lahat ng mga trabaho.
And then he'll send people under you.
At ay magpapadala siya ng mga tao na nasa ilalim mo.
Amen?
Amen?
Amen.
Do you have any questions?
Meron ba kayong tanong?
Yes. About virgin birth and resurrection, you say, Pastor, I would rather than the death of Jesus Christ is only a gospel, a good news. Because the Corinthians chapter 15 says, Jesus birth and died and resurrection, that is the gospel.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, the gospel is the virgin birth, the sinless life, the death on the cross, and the resurrection.
Yeah,
right, the whole package. But the very central part of the gospel. The good news of the gospel. The good news means gospel. Gospel means good news. Is that he went to the cross.
Yes.
That is the gospel. That really is the heart of the gospel.
Yeah.
I mean, that is the new covenant. We are to be ministers of the new covenant. So the God, you cannot separate, like I've said before, the cross from the resurrection. You really can't. But where was the work done? I'm trying to give you an example here. If someone pays your tuition for the college, and then you come to the college. The good news is someone paid for it. That's the good news. Now you come to the college. That's good news also. Are you with me?
Yes.
But the real good news is someone paid the tuition.
Yes.
And then the results of the good news is that you get to come to the college. Okay? So Jesus died on the cross. That's the true gospel. That was the good news for Adam, that the lamb would die and he'd take the skin and he wouldn't have to die. Well, the good news is Jesus died on the cross, and then the fruit, the proof, and the declaration is that he rose from the dead. It's Romans 1:4. If you look at Romans 1:4 for 1 minute, please. It's a good question, and it's definitely something that we should look at, because there's a big argument about, there could be a big argument about this. So maybe I don't say it just right. I'm not saying I'm saying it exactly correct. Yeah. However, there is no question about it. From Genesis to Revelation, the gospel is the death of Jesus on the cross. Yeah. It is the sacrifice of God's Son. That's the good news. Look at Romans 1:4. Romans 1:4. And declared to be the Son of God with power, according to the Spirit of holiness, by the resurrection from the dead. So what did the resurrection do? It declared him to be the Son of God. With power. I don't want to make too much of this example. But the good news is someone paid your tuition.
Pero ang magandang balita, mayroong nagbayad ng iyong tuition.
And now you're in school.
At ngayon ikay nasa eskwelahan.
That proves that it was already paid for.
Ito yung prueba na mayroong nagbayad na ng iyong tuition.
You don't owe anything.
Wala kang utang.
So this is the results of the payment.
Ito ang resulta na ikinasa eskwelahan dahil meron nagbayad na.
It's the same thing with the resurrection.
Ito'y parehas lamang ng muling pagkabuhay.
The Spirit of Holiness.
Ang Espiritu ng Kabanalan.
The Holy Spirit.
Ang Banal na Espiritu.
Said it was done at the cross.
Sinasabi niya, tinapos lahat doon sa cross.
On the cross.
Doon sa cross.
Jesus said it is finished.
Sinabi niya, ito'y tapos na.
Not after the resurrection.
Hindi pagkatapos ng muling pagkabuhay.
On the cross.
Doon sa cross.
Is when the veil rent in two.
Doon nahati ang telon.
Into the Holy of Holies.
At papasok ka sa kabanal-banal.
All the typologies.
Lahat ng mga tipo.
All of them.
Lahat sa kanila.
For salvation.
Para sa kaligtasan.
Point to the cross.
Nasa cross.
I can start going through a list.
Pwede akong gumawa ng listahan.
The lamb for Adam.
Ang kordero.
The skin for Adam.
Ang balat ni para kay Adam.
The lamb for Abel.
Ang kordero para kay Abel.
The ark for Noah.
Ang arko para kay Noah.
Isaac and Abraham, the sacrifice of the ram.
Ni Isaac at kay Abraham ang pagsasakripisyo ng isang ram.
Rahab, the scarlet cord.
Ang si Rahab, itong puling tali.
On and on we could go.
Patuloy tayo, pwede natin na.
All those people were saved.
Ang lahat ng taong yun ay naligtas.
By faith in what those things represented. Rahab the harlot.
Si Rahab ang harlot.
She's a prostitute.
Siya ay isang prostitute.
But she knows that these people are really of God.
Pero alam niya na mga taong yun ay galing sa Diyos.
And the spies come to Jericho.
At mga espiya sa Jericho.
Put the scarlet cord out.
Ilagay mo ang pulang tali.
And when I see the scarlet cord,
at pag nakita ko ang pulang tali,
hanging from your window,
na nakalabas doon sa iyong window,
a type of the blood of Jesus,
ang tipo ng dugo ni Jesus,
you'll be saved.
Ikay maliligtas.
Whoever's in the house,
kung sino man ang nasa loob ng bahay,
whoever's in Christ,
kung sino man ang naki Kristo,
whoever's faith is in Christ,
kung sino man ang pananampalatay naki Kristo,
and his shed blood,
at sa kanyang binubundugo,
and then they marched around the walls of Jericho,
at sila ay lumibot doon sa Jericho,
and when the walls fell,
at nung bumagsak nga ang pader,
the Bible says,
ang sabi ng Biblia,
the wall for Rahab did not fall.
Ang pader ni Rahab ay hindi bumagsak.
Glory to God.
Kalawalatian sa Diyos.
Glory to God. Amen? So, the fruit of the scarlet cord for her was she got taken out of the city without being destroyed.
Ibig sabihin, ang naidulot ng pulang tali na yon, siya ay nakalabas doon sa city na hindi siya nawasak.
So the resurrection is very important.
Kaya ang muling pagkabuhay ay importante rin.
Obviously. Of course it is.
Siyempre, kita-kita naman natin na importante siya.
But the cross of Christ,
pero ang cross ni Kristo,
is why Jesus came.
Ito ang dahilan kung bakit namatay siya.
That's the work.
Ito ang trabaho.
That God gave him to do.
Na binigay niya para trabahuin niya.
Amen.
Amen.
If he wasn't holy,
kung hindi siya banal,
if one sin had remained,
kung meron pang isang kasalanan natira,
then he would not have been able to be raised from the dead.
Hindi siya muli mabubuhay sa mga patay.
Praise the Lord. Amen?
Amen.
Is that answer? Does that help you?
Yeah.
Okay. Praise God. So we preach the cross.
Ayan, ipapangaral natin ang cross.
And we know the resurrection happened.
At alam natin na nangyari ang muling pagkabuhay.
If you can't preach, listen, you can't preach the resurrection without preaching the cross.
Hindi ka makapangaral ng muling pagkabuhay kung wala ang cross.
Right?
Tama?
Yes.
How could you make a sermon about the resurrection?
Paano ka makakagawa ng sermon patungkol sa muling pagkabuhay
without telling them about the cross?
Na hindi mo sinasabi sa kanila patungkol sa krus.
But in the Bible,
pero sa Biblia,
hundreds of times,
na isang daang beses, mas marami pa,
we see the cross,
nakikita mo ang krus
without the resurrection,
na hindi kasama ang muling pagkabuhay.
Because that's the central theme of the whole Bible.
Dahil ito ang pinakapuso ng Biblia.
That is the entire Word of God.
Ito ang buong salita ng Diyos.
Is that the sacrifice of God's Son?
Ito yung pag-aalay ng kanyang anak.
Would pay.
Na magbabayad.
For our sin.
Sa ating mga kasalanan.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
If anyone perverts this gospel,
kung merong manggugulo o magaliliko na mga
let him be accursed.
Siya ay parusahan.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So he continues to talk to us.
Kaya nga patuloy tayong kinausap
about the fact that he's called to be an apostle from God.
Na ang mga dahilan na siya ay talagang tinawag ni Jesus ng Diyos.
Don't let anyone tell you or challenge your call if you're called from God.
Huwag mong hayaan na mayroong mag-challenge sa iyo kung ikaw ba'y tinawag ng Diyos at ikaw naman talaga ay tinawag.
If God called you,
kung tinawag ka ng Diyos,
then you answer directly to him.
At ang sa kanya ka lang sasagot sa tumawag.
And then he goes to Jerusalem.
At siya ay nagpunta ng Jerusalem.
And he has to confront Peter to the face.
Eh, kailangan kausapin niya si Pedro mukha sa mukha.
And we talked about that.
At napag-usapan natin.
That's a big deal.
Ito yung talagang napakalaki.
Peter's the big apostle.
Si apostol ay talagang kilalang apostol.
But Paul's been preaching now for about, I'm saying, maybe 17 years.
Marahil si Pablo ay nangangaral ng 17 taon.
I don't know exactly, but it's quite a long time.
Pero hindi ko alam kung gaano katagal, pero matagal na rin.
And Peter is playing the hypocrite.
Kaya nga si Pedro ay parang isang hipokrito.
He's siding with the Jews who say he must be circumcised.
Siya ay pumalig sa mga Hudyo na nagsasabing kailangan kang matuloy.
And some of them say you have to keep the Ten Commandments.
At merong iba sa kanila nagsasabi na kailangan mong tuparin ang sampung utos.
So he's with the Gentiles by faith alone until the Jews come.
Kaya nga siya ay nasa mga Hintil sa pamamagitan lamang ng pananampalataya hanggang dumating nga itong mga Hudyo.
And then Peter separates himself to the Jews only when the Gentiles come.
Kaya nga hiniwalay niya ang kanyang sarili sa mga Hintil nang dumating yung mga Hudyo.
You're going to have to make a decision.
Kinakailangan gumawa. Ayan, decision nyo.
Are you going to be G12 when nobody else is around?
Kayo ba'y magiging G12 pag wala nakakita sa inyo?
And then go back to the true gospel?
At babalik ka sa tunay na ebanghelyo?
My point is,
ang punto ko'y ganito.
Man will try and draw you.
Ang mga tao gusto na hilahin ka.
Even Barnabas.
Kahit si Barnabas
was being carried away with the hypocrisy.
Ay nadala sa kanila mga kahipokritohan.
Barnabas was Paul's right-hand man.
Siya ang kanang kamay ni Pablo, si Barnabas.
Are you going to preach the cross?
Papangaral niyo ba ang krus?
Are you going to preach it?
Ipapangaral niyo ba ang krus?
You're going to point people to the true gospel?
Ituturo niyo ba ang tao sa tunay na ebanghelyo?
Well, when someone else comes along.
Eh na pag meron dumating naman ang mga tao.
And none of your friends are around.
At wala nang kaibigan mo ang nasa tabi mo.
And I'm not here.
At wala din siya dito.
Pastor Ferds isn't here.
Wala din si Pastor Ferds.
Are you going to go a different way?
Kayo ba ay pupunta sa ibang daan?
Because now Paul has to go to him.
Kaya nga si Apostol Pablo, kailangan siyang kausapin.
Peter.
Pedro.
We're not justified by law.
Hindi tayo napawalang sala dahil sa kautusan.
He says, if I rebuild the things which I destroyed, I make myself a transgressor.
Kaya sinabi niya, kung itatayo ko muli ang mga winasa ko na ginagawa kong sarili ko na lumalabag.
I'm leaving the covenant.
Umaalis ako sa tipan.
The covenant of Righteousness by faith.
Ang tipa ng nagiging matuwid ka sa pamamagitan ng pananampalataya.
Faith in what Christ did.
Pananampalataya sa ginawa ni Kristo.
He says, I died to the law.
Sabi niya, ako'y namatay sa kautosan.
The law didn't die.
Ang kautosan ay hindi namatay.
The law is still there for the unbeliever.
Ang kautosan ay naroon pa rin para sa mga hindi mananampalataya.
But I died to the law.
Pero ako'y namatay na sa kautosan.
I can't keep the law.
Hindi ko kaya ito para ng kautosan.
I don't want to keep the law. Christ fulfilled the law for me.
Si Kristo ang tumupad ng kautosan para sa akin.
My faith in Christ.
Ang pananampalataya ko kay Kristo.
Makes me a law keeper.
Ito yung nagdulot sa akin na ako'y nakatupad na rin sa kautosan. Pedro.
I've been crucified with Christ.
Ako'y napahong kasama ni Kristo.
It's no longer I who live.
Hindi na ako namumuhay ngayon.
But Christ who lives in me.
Si Kristo na namumuhay sa akin.
And the life I now live in the flesh.
Nang ngayon ang buhay na pinamumuhay ko.
I live by faith.
Pinamumuhay ko sa pagmamahal
of the Son of God.
Sa anak ng Diyos.
Who loved me.
Nagmahal sa akin.
And gave himself for me.
At nagbigay ng buhay niya para sa
gave himself for me on the cross.
Binigay niya ang buhay niya para sa akin doon sa krus.
I do not frustrate the grace of God.
Hindi ko winawalang saysay ang kagandahang loob.
What is the grace of God?
Anong kalagandahang loob ng Diyos?
The cross of Christ.
Ang krus ni Kristo.
The grace of God.
Ang grasya ng Diyos.
Is receiving what we don't deserve.
Ay tinatanggap natin yung mga bagay na hindi tayo karapat-dapat na tumanggap.
Please hear me.
Makinig kayo mabuti.
This is something I want to get to you.
Ito yung gusto kong makuha nyo.
The grace of God.
Ang grasya ng Diyos.
Is we receive something we do not deserve from God.
Ay tumatanggap tayo ng mga bagay na hindi tayo karapat-dapat na tumanggap.
He says here.
Sinabi niya dito.
I do not frustrate the grace of God.
Hindi ko winawalang sa isa'y ang grasya ng Diyos.
For if righteousness comes by the law,
dahil kung ang katuwiran ay nanggagaling sa kautosan,
then Christ died in vain.
Ang pagkamatay ni Kristo ay walang saysay.
So, how do we get righteousness?
Kaya nga, paano tayo makakuha ng katuwiran?
By faith in the death of Jesus.
Dahil sa pananampalataya sa pagkamatay ni Jesus.
That is the grace of God.
Ito ang grasya ng Diyos.
Christ died for our righteousness.
Si Kristo ay namatay para sa ating katuwiran.
He died for our righteousness.
Siya ay namatay para sa ating katuwiran.
That is the grace of God.
Yun ang grasya ng Diyos.
For by grace you have been saved.
Kaya nga sa grasya kayo nang naligtas.
How were we saved?
Paano tayo naligtas?
By faith in what Christ did on the cross.
Tayo sa ginawa ni Kristo sa krus.
So what is grace?
Kaya nga anong grasya?
Jesus Christ and Him crucified.
Si Kristo at siyang napako sa krus.
For by grace you've been saved.
Kaya nga dahil sa grasya kayo nangaligtas.
God gave us Jesus.
Ang Diyos ang nagbigay sa atin.
For by that grace we've been saved.
Kaya nga dun sa grasya na yon tayo naligtas.
Christ and Him crucified is the grace of God.
Si Kristo na napako, ito ang grasya ng Diyos.
And if I go back to law,
kaya nga kung babalik ako sa kautosan,
I frustrate that grace.
Winawalan sa isa'y ko ang grasya na yon.
That grace that made me righteous.
Ang grasya na nagdulot sa akin ng pagiging matuwid.
How?
Paano?
Right there in 2:21.
Nakita nyo sa versikulo 21 ng 2:21.
By Christ's death.
Dahil sa pagkamatay ni Kristo.
Oh, foolish Galatians.
Oh, mga hangal na mga taga-Galatia.
Who?
Sino?
Who is telling you something else?
Sino ang nagsasabi sa inyo ng ibang bagay?
Beware.
Mag-ingat kayo.
Pay attention.
Magbigay ng atensyon.
You know that Christ was crucified for you.
Alam mo na si Kristo ay napako para sa iyo.
Galatians 3:1.
Sabi ng Galatia 3:1.
It was clearly portrayed among you.
Na ipinakita na kita niyo mismo sa inyong mga mata.
You know that Jesus died for this.
Alam mo na si Kristo na matay na para dito.
And then he continues to talk about the law.
At patuloy niyang pinag-usapan patungkol sa kautosan.
Bringing us all the way to 3:19.
Hanggang sa 3:19.
Or why the law was given.
Kung bakit na ibigay ang kautosan.
What then was the what is the purpose of the law?
Ngayon ano ngayon ang silbi ng kautosan?
It was added.
Ito'y naidagdag.
Because of transgression.
Upang ipakita sa atin na tayo lumalabag.
Not added to the covenant of promise.
Hindi na itagdag doon sa tipa ng pangako.
This word added in the Greek can be either to or beside.
Ang sabi dito ko sa Griego, itong ito ay nasa katabi lang.
It's either I'm adding to.
Oh. Yeah.
I'm either adding to it.
Ang magiging dinadagdag.
Or I'm coming beside.
O ikaw ay nasa isang tabi.
The law was added alongside the covenant.
Ang kautusan ay dagdag sa tipaan dahil doon sa nasa isang tabi lang siya.
He just got done saying in the previous verses that even a man's covenant doesn't get added to.
Kaya nga kahit ang mga tipaan ng tao.
You see, verse 15.
Sabi ng versikulo 15.
You don't add to a covenant.
Hindi ka pwedeng magdagdag sa tipan.
You don't add to a contract.
Hindi ka pwedeng magdagdag sa kontrata.
I can't tell the state of New York I want more money because I made a mistake on my bid.
Hindi ka pwedeng magdagdag magsabi sa state of New York na kailangan ko mas maraming pera para idagdag sa trabaho.
And they can't add to the contract either.
At hindi rin sila pwede magdagdag sa kontrata natin.
Even a man's contract, you don't add to.
Kaya nga kahit sa kontrata ng tao, walang pwede magdagdag.
And then in verse 19,
at ang sabi sa versikulo 19,
he says it was added, it came alongside.
Ito'y nadagdag, ito'y nakasama lang.
Not to,
hindi sa,
but because of.
Ngunit dahil sa,
because of transgression.
Dahil sa paglabag.
He gave us the law at Mount Sinai.
Binigay niya sa kanila ang utusan sa Mount Sinai.
Because of transgressions.
Dahil sa paglabag.
Because they would not go into covenant with him.
Dahil hindi sila pumapasok sa tipan ng Diyos.
You see that?
Nakita niyo ba?
This transgression is the sin.
Etong paglabag na ito ay ang kasalanan.
This is the big sin.
Ito yung malaking kasalanan.
You know, I'm going to make a statement here and I don't want you to get nervous till I'm done.
Magbibigyan ko sa inyo ng statement at ayaw kong maging ma-nervous kayo pagkatapos.
Sin doesn't send a man to hell. Sins do not send a man to hell.
Ang kasalanan hindi makakapagdala sa tao sa impyerno.
The sin of unbelief sends a man to hell.
Ang kasalanan ng hindi paniniwala ang nakakapagdala sa tao sa impyerno.
Is anybody here a sinner?
Meron ba dito ang makasalanan?
Is anybody here going to heaven?
Meron ba dito ang makasalanan?
Is anybody here going to hell?
Meron ba dito mapunta na impyerno?
Why not?
Bakit?
Because we believe.
Dahil naniwala ka.
But if you don't believe,
pero pag hindi ka naniwala,
your sin sends you to hell.
Ang iyong kasalanan ay magdudulot sa iyo na mapunta ka ng impyerno.
Jesus told us this.
Sinabi niya sa atin ni Jesus
in John 16.
Sabi sa Juan 16.
Let's take a look at it.
Tingnan natin.
John chapter 16.
Juan 16.
Doreen can help me.
336.
36?
Yeah,
336. No. John chapter 16. Here it is in verse 8. When he has come, he will convict the world of sin and of righteousness and of judgment.
Pagdating niya sa kanyang sa kanyang patutunayan na mali ang mga taga-sanlibutan tungkol sa kasalanan, tungkol sa katuwiran at tungkol sa paghatol ng Diyos.
Of sin because they do not believe in me.
Patutunayan niya tungkol sa kanilang kasalanan sapagkat hindi sila naniwala sa akin.
That's the sin that sends man to hell.
Ito yung kasalanan na magdudulot sa tao na mapunta ng impyerno.
The sin of unbelief.
Ang kasalanan na hindi paniniwala.
Amen?
Amen?
Okay, so go back to Galatians 3:19. What purpose then does the law serve?
Anong silbi ng kautusan?
It was added because of transgression.
At inadagdag dahil sa ating paglabag.
What's a transgression?
Ano ang paglabag?
Going out from under the covenant.
Ikay lumalabas sa tipan.
Going your own way.
Doon pumunta sa sarili mong paraan.
Not believing.
Hindi paniniwala.
You're transgressing.
Ikaw ay lumalabag.
Judas transgressed and went his own way.
At si Judas nga ay lumabag at pumunta sa kanyang sariling daan.
And there are quite a number of transgressors in the Bible.
At marami din sa Biblia ang mga lumalabag.
Some of them repented and some of them didn't.
Yung iba ay humingi ng tawad, yung iba naman hindi.
If you don't repent of your transgression,
kung hindi ka humingi ng tawad sa iyong mga paglabag,
you don't come back to the covenant,
hindi ka bumalik sa tipan,
then you will not inherit eternal life.
Hindi ka ngayon makakasumpong ng buhay na walang hanggan.
So let's get back to the central point of Galatians 3:19.
Kaya nga, bumalik tayo sa pinakasinasabi ng Galatians 3:19.
The Holy Spirit says, what purpose then does the law serve?
Sabi dito, ano ang silbi ng kautusan?
It was added.
Ito'y dinagdag.
It came alongside.
Ito'y nakasama lang.
The covenant
ng tipan
of righteousness by faith.
Sa katuwiran dahil sa pananampalataya.
The Abrahamic covenant.
Ang Abrahamic na tipan.
That he talks about in the verses, 10 verses before this.
Pinag-usapan to sa versikulo 10 at sa mga sumusunod.
It was added to the Abrahamic covenant.
Ito'y nadagdag doon sa Abrahamic na tipan.
Because of transgression.
Dahil sa paglabag.
Not because of the acts of sin.
Hindi dahil sa mga gawa ng kasalanan.
Although the acts of sin is proof of not being in the covenant.
Pero yun nga ang resulta ng mga kasalanan sa yung mga.
Because if you're in the covenant, you don't want to sin.
Dahil kung ikaw ay nasa tipan, hindi ka magkakasala.
But it was added because of transgressions until the seed would come.
Kaya nga ito'y nadagdag hanggang sa dumating ang binhi.
And that seed is Jesus.
At ang binhi yun ay si Jesus.
In verse 16, he says the seed is Jesus.
At ang sabi sa versikulo 16, ang binhi yun ay si Jesus.
Amen?
Amen? Amen.
So now Jesus has come.
Kaya nga si Jesus ay dumating.
Jesus is in my life.
Si Jesus ay nasa buhay ko.
And the law that was added,
at ang kautusan na nadagdag,
because of transgressions,
dahil sa paglabag,
well, I'm no longer a transgressor.
Hindi ka na ngayon lumalabag.
I'm not a transgressor anymore.
Hindi ka na ngayon lumalabag.
Yes.
Now I'm in the covenant.
Dahil ikaw ay nasa tipan na.
So the law is not necessary for me anymore.
Kaya nga hindi na ito kinakailangan sa buhay ko ngayon.
Are you there?
Nandito pa kayo.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
The law is not for the believer.
Ang kautusan ay hindi para sa mga mananampalataya.
Look at verse 23.
Tingnan natin sa versikulo 23.
But before faith came, we were kept under guard by the law, kept for the faith which would afterward be revealed.
Bago dumating ang panahon ng pananampalataya, tayo nakakulong sa kautusan hanggang sa mga saang pananampalatayan ito kay Kristo ay mahayag.
Kept under guard.
Ito ay iniingatan.
Locked up.
Ito ay nakakulong.
The law would show us we needed a savior.
Pinakita ng kautusan na kailangan natin ng tagapagligtas.
The law would show us we were a transgressor.
Pinakita ng kautusan na tayo mga lumalabag.
The law would show us that we have a problem with sin.
Pinakita ng kautusan na tayo may problema sa kasalanan.
And we need a redeemer.
At kailangan natin ng manunubos.
And when the redeemer comes,
at pag ang manunubos ay dumating,
when we put our faith in the redeemer,
pag nilagay natin ang ating pananampalataya sa manunubos,
we're no longer a transgressor.
Hindi na tayo ngayon lumalabag.
We're now in the covenant.
Dahil tayo nasa tipan.
Faith has come.
Ang pananampalataya ay dumating na.
And now,
at ngayon,
verse 23-24 says,
sabi ng versikulo 24,
the law was our tutor to bring us to Christ that we might be justified by faith.
Kaya't ang kautusan ang naging taga-disiplina natin hanggang sa dumating si Kristo.
But after faith has come, we are no longer under a tutor.
At tayo ay may tuturing na matuwid sa pamamagitan ng,
we are no longer under law.
Wala na tayo sa taga-disiplina. Kautusan.
Amen?
Amen?
This entire book of Galatians is talking about law versus grace.
Itong buong Galacia, magmula uno hanggang sa is, ito'y patungkol sa grasya.
There's only one way to live.
Meron lang isang paraan para mamuhay.
By grace.
Amen. Sa grasya.
If you go back to law,
kung babalik ka sa kautusan,
you'll be in bondage.
Ikaw ay nasa pagkaalipin.
Verse 26 says, we're all sons of God through faith in Christ Jesus.
Dahil sa inyong pakikipag-isa kay Kristo, kayong lahat ay mga anak ng Diyos sa pamagitan ng pananampalataya.
And then in chapter 4,
sabi sa kapitulo 4,
he continues to use the examples of law and grace.
Pinakita niya patuloy ang halimbawa sa grasya at sa kautusan.
We're an heir.
Tayo ay mga tagapagmana.
But when we're a child,
pero pag ang bata,
when we're under law,
nung tayo ay nasa kautosan,
we don't have the benefits of the heir.
Wala pa tayong karapatan bilang tagapagmana.
But when we come to Christ,
pero nung ikaw ay pumunta kay Kristo na,
we've been redeemed.
Tayo ay natubos.
Now we become a son of God.
Ngayon tayo mga anak na ng Diyos.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So cast out the bondwoman.
Yes.
Cast out the bondwoman.
Kaya nga ipapalayasin na ang mga
cast out the law.
Ang kautusan.
Cast out the slave.
Ang mga alipin.
The child,
ang bata,
Ishmael,
si Ishmael,
was born of the flesh.
Ay pinanganak sa laman.
He's not of faith.
Hindi siya dahil sa pananampalataya.
He's not the true descendant.
Hindi siya ang tunay na lipi.
From God,
ng Diyos.
He's from the flesh.
Siya ay galing sa laman.
The flesh can't produce righteousness.
Ang laman ay hindi makakapagdulot ng katuwiran.
The law,
ang kautusan,
cannot produce justification.
Hindi makakapag-proweba ng pagpapawalang sala.
No law,
walang kautusan.
No law,
walang kautusan,
can make us righteous.
Na magdudulot sa atin ng katuwiran.
So cast out the law.
Kaya nga ipalayasin ang kautusan.
He says clearly that this Hagar is the law.
Kaya nga itong si Hagar ay kautusan.
Which is Hagar in verse 24. For this Hagar is Mount Sinai in Arabia.
Sabi dito sa 24, ito isang paghambing ang babaeng larawan ng dalawang kasunduan ay isa ay tipan sa bundok ng
Mount Sinai is where we got the law.
Doon nakuha ang kautosan sa bundok ng Sinai.
Cast it out.
Ipalayasin ito.
Cast this bondwoman out.
Ito ipalayasin ang babae na.
So the grace of God can flow in your life.
Para ang grasya ng Diyos dumaloy sa buhay mo.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now we go to chapter 5.
Ngayon pupunta tayo sa kapitulo 5.
We start on our new chapter.
Sisimula tayo sa bagong kapitulo.
Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty in which Christ has made us free, and do not be entangled again with a yoke of bondage.
Malaya na tayo dahil pinalaya tayo ni Kristo, kaya magpakatatag kayo at huwag nang paalipin pang muli.
Father, help us the rest of this class.
Yes.
We ask you that the Holy Spirit make this clear, that we are not under law, but under the grace that you provided through the cross of your Son. And we thank you, Lord, that we can have victory in our lives, in every area of our life, with our simple faith in your Son's finished work. Jesus, we thank you for the shed blood, and we don't want to frustrate that grace. We want to look to you, only you. Help us through chapter 5 of the book of Galatians that you wrote, the Holy Spirit move in our lives, and deliver us from any law that we're under. Deliver us and give us that victory that only you can give, and we give you praise, glory, and honor in Jesus' name. Amen?
Amen.
The liberty in Christ.
Ang kalayaan kay Kristo.
Not liberty to sin.
Hindi kalayaan para magkasala.
God forbid.
Huwag nawang
but the law is a bondage.
Pero ang kautusan ay pagiging alipin.
Anything and everything that's not Christ and Him crucified becomes a law. So if we go back to law, we're going to be in bondage. We're not going to have freedom. We're not going to have liberty. Remember the day you got saved?
Naalala mo nung araw na ikay naligtas?
The very day.
Nung araw na ikay naligtas.
The very moment.
Yung panahon na yon.
We were free.
Ikaw ay malaya.
We had liberty.
Meron tayong kalayaan.
We had tears of joy.
Meron tayong
our burdens kalayaan. Were gone.
Ang mga kabigat ay nawala.
We were set free.
Tayo'y pinalaya.
Nobody could tell us anything.
Walang pwedeng magsabi sa atin.
That didn't point to Christ.
Na hindi patungkol kay Kristo.
No, we knew.
Nung araw na yun, alam
that
mo,
we knew
na alam na alam mo,
that Jesus died on that cross.
Na Jesus ay namatay doon sa cross.
To pay for our sin.
Para bayaran natin ang mga kasalanan.
And we were free.
At tayo naging malaya.
And had total liberty in Christ.
Tunay na may kalayaan kay Kristo.
See, amen. The Christ has made us free.
Kaya nga si Kristo ang nagpalaya sa atin.
I said Christ has made us free.
Sinabi kong muli si Kristo ang
the Word of God is telling us this is the only place freedom comes from.
Di sinasabi ng Biblia, dito mo lang matatagpuan ang kalayaan.
We didn't make ourselves free.
Hindi natin ginawa natin ang sarili na palayaan.
No law can make us free.
Walang kautosan na magpapalaya sa atin.
So why do when you go to the Christian bookstore?
Kaya nga, bakit pag pumunta ka doon sa Christian bookstore?
Are there 1,000 books?
Marami, 1,000 libro.
On how to have victory.
Kung paano magkaroon ng katagumpayan.
No, there's only one book.
Hindi, meron lang iisang libro.
And there's only one way.
Meron lang iisang daan.
It's the Bible.
Ayun ang Biblia.
And his name is Jesus.
At ang pangalan niya Jesus.
He said, I'm the way.
Sabi niya, ako ang daan.
The liberty's in Christ.
Ako'y pinalaya kay Kristo.
Are all books bad?
Ang mga libro ba ay masama?
Of course not.
Siyempre hindi.
If they point you to Christ.
Kung ipapatungkol ito ay padadaling ka kay Kristo.
But when you pick the book up.
Pero pagka...
And you're supposed to do this and do that.
At pagka meron kang nakita ng libro, sabihin niya, gawin mo to, gawin mo yan.
And don't do this and don't do that.
Huwag mong gawin ito at huwag mong gawin yan.
It's a law.
Yun eh, kautosan.
It's not pointing you to Christ.
Hindi kayo dito, dinadala kay Kristo.
Our liberty, our freedom,
ang kalayaan
comes through Christ.
Ay nanggagaling lamang kay Kristo.
He is the one who made us free.
Siya ang nagpalaya sa atin.
Not the law.
Hindi ang kautosan.
He says if we go there, we'll have a yoke of bondage.
Kaya nga sabi dito, kung babalik kayo doon, ikaw ay magiging tali muli.
A yoke. I'm gonna yoke to the law.
Ikaw ay magiging tali.
I'm gonna yoke to 12 steps.
Ay magiging tali ng 12 hakbang.
I'm gonna yoke to 40 days.
Apatapong araw.
And when I yoke to these programs of man,
kaya nga pag ikaw ay kasama ng mga programa ng tao,
I'm in bondage.
Ikaw ay nasa pagiging alipin.
They're not what set me free.
Hindi ito magpapalaya sa'yo.
Can you see that they're a law?
Nakita niyo ba na may kautosan?
Yes. Amen. Yes. Anything and everything that's not faith in Christ crucified is a law. If you remember that, when these things come, you'll recognize them for what they are. And they are going to come.
Tunay nga na sila idarating.
They are going to continue to come.
At sila'y patuloy na darating.
Until Jesus returns.
Hanggang sa dumating si Jesus.
Because this is man.
Dahil ito ay tao.
This is flesh.
Ito'y laman.
This is sinful man.
Ito'y makasalanang tao.
Trying to produce righteousness.
Sinusubukan na magkaroon ng katuwiran.
With faith in something they're doing.
Na pananampalataya sa mga bagay na ginagawa nila.
Instead of simple faith in Christ.
Na dapat ay simpleng pananampalataya lamang kay Kristo.
It's called the sanctification process.
Ito ang pagpapabanal na proseso.
And we cannot.
At hindi natin kaya.
And we never will.
At hindi natin makakaya.
Be able to sanctify ourselves.
Na banalin ang ating sarili.
We cannot make ourselves holy.
Hindi natin kaya banalin ang ating sarili.
We cannot make ourselves righteous.
Hindi natin kaya maging matuwid sa ating sarili.
We can't add to the finished work of Christ.
Wala tayong pwedeng dagdag sa tinapos ng trabaho ni Jesus.
Amen.
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 Amen. Let me show you something on the board.
Papakita siya sa inyo dito sa.
I showed the Romans class, so some of you have seen this, but I like this. Maybe the third year hasn't seen it.
Pinakita ko to sa...
But here is the Mona Lisa. It's a beautiful, famous painting.
I like that. That's a new one.
It's a Rembrandt.
Ito ay Rembrandt.
Yeah, are you familiar with it?
Yes.
The Mona Lisa?
Mona Lisa.
The Rembrandt? It's painted by him, and it's worth 100 million pesos.
Eh, malaking halaga, sobrang laking.
100 million.
100 million.
And you own it.
At kayo may ari nito.
It's yours.
Sa inyo yan.
I have 100 million peso.
Meron akong 100 million peso.
Masterpiece.
Masterpiece.
It's a masterpiece.
Ito ay masterpiece.
Jesus is the master.
Si Jesus ang master.
He created a masterpiece on the cross.
Siya ang gumawa ng masterpiece doon sa cross.
It's perfect.
Ito'y perfecto.
It's very valuable.
Ito'y napakahalaga.
And we own it.
At ngayon tayo ngayon ang mayari.
If I look at the Rembrandt.
Kaya pag tumingin ka dito sa Rembrandt.
And I say, well.
Oh.
This is wonderful.
Napakaganda nito.
But I think we should put a little blue up here in the sky.
Pero kailangan siguro lagyan natin ang kulay asul sa...
And I like it. It's very nice, but I want her to smile even more.
Mas gusto ko na siya ay nakangiti pa kaysa noong una.
Now what is it worth?
Ngayon, anong halaga nito?
I've added to the masterpiece.
Nagtagtag ako sa talagang napakagandang gawa.
We can't add to the shed blood of Christ.
Wala na tayong nagtagtag sa binubundog ko.
Anything and everything becomes a law.
Anong bagay at lahat ng bagay naging kautusan.
We can't add to it.
Wala na tayong pwede idagdag dito.
Now it's not worth anything.
Ayan na, wala na itong halaga.
Amen?
Amen? Amen?
We're frustrating the grace of God.
Winawalang kabuluhan natin ang kagandahang loob ng Diyos.
If we add to the finished work of Christ,
kung dadagdag ka sa tinapos ng trabaho ni Jesus,
the finished work of Christ,
ang tapos ng trabaho ni Jesus,
we're yoking with law.
Tayo'y nakikipamatong.
But what did Jesus say?
Ang sabi ni Jesus,
take my yoke upon you.
Sabi niya, kunin mo ang aking pamatong.
For my burden is easy.
Dahil ang aking kabigatan ay
my burden is light.
Ang aking ito'y liwanag.
My way is easy.
At ang aking daan ay madali lang.
If we yoke to Christ,
kung ano kay Kristo ka.
You know the two carabao when you yoke together.
Kaya nga mapakita mo may pamatong sa dalawang carabao.
They always put the older one with the younger one.
Nilalagay lagi ang matanda sa bata.
Well, Jesus, of course, is our elder brother.
Jesus, siyempre, sa ating matandang kapatid.
And the carabao is the same way.
At ang carabao ay ganun din.
The old carabao.
Ang matandang carabao.
Plow in the field.
Nag-araro.
One step after the other.
Isang hakbang.
He's gonna stay in line.
Doon siya lamang sa linya.
He knows what to do.
Alam niya ang gagawin.
And here's the young carabao.
At nato naman ang batang carabao.
Come on, let's just try over here.
Dito tayo.
I want to do this.
Oh, dito tayo.
I don't feel like going today.
Ayoko parang ayoko magpunta ngayon.
But the old carabao.
Pero ang matandang carabao.
You're coming with me.
Kasama ka sa akin.
You're coming with me.
Kasama ka sa akin.
We're yoked with Jesus.
Tayo ay
yoked with Jesus.
Kailangan lagi ka nakasama.
Hallelujah. His yoke is easy. And his way is light. Amen. Stay yoked with Christ. Glory to God. He says in verse 2. Indeed, I, Paul, say to you that if you become circumcised, Christ will profit you nothing. That's strong language. If we become circumcised as a type of the law,
kung ikaw magiging tuli, ito'y parang nasa kautosan ka.
He will profit us nothing.
Mawawala ng kabuluhan ang iyong pagkilala kay Kristo.
When we go to a law,
pag ikaw nagpunta sa kautosan,
we're taking away what Jesus did on the cross.
Tinatanggal natin kung anong ginawa ni Kristo sa krus.
Amen?
Amen?
So don't go there.
Kaya nga, huwag kayong pupunta roon.
Verse
3.
And I testify again to every man who has become circumcised that he's a debtor to keep the whole law.
Binabalaan ko ang lahat ng tao na nagpapatuli tungkulin nilang sumunod sa buong kautusan. Wala.
If we go to law,
kaya kung babalik ka sa kautusan,
we have to keep the whole law.
Kailangan natin na tuparin ang lahat ng kautusan.
What?
Those under the law, under the circumcision,
yeah,
they need to obey the whole law.
Yeah, if you go to law, you have to obey the whole law.
Yeah, kailangan kung ikaw ay tuli, kailangan ang buong kautusan.
The Bible says if you're guilty at one point of the law,
kaya nga sabi ng Biblia, kung nagawa mo, ikaw guilty sa isang parte ng kautusan,
you're guilty at the whole law.
Ikaw ay guilty na rin sa lahat ng kautusan.
We can't keep the law.
Hindi natin kaya ito pa rin ang kautusan.
That was never the intention of the law.
Hindi ito talaga ang intention ng kautusan.
Why did he give the law?
Bakit niya ibinigay ang kautusan?
Why?
Bakit?
Because of transgression.
Dahil sa paglabag.
Because we weren't in covenant.
Dahil wala na sila sa tipan.
But now we're in covenant.
Pero ngayon tayo na sa tipan.
Now the seed has come.
At ngayon hanggang dumating ang si Bini.
We're not under the law.
Hindi na tayo nasa kautusan.
Jesus said, I did not come to destroy the law.
Sabi ni Jesus, hindi ako napunta upang sirain ang kautusan.
But to fulfill the law.
Ngunit ito'y tuparin.
He said, I am the end of the law for righteousness for all those who will believe.
Sabi niya, ako ang katapusan ng kautusan sa lahat ng mga nananampalataya.
No law in the life of the Christian.
Wala nang kautosan sa buhay ng isang Kristiyano.
Because if you go back to that,
dahil kung babalik ka roon,
you're going to frustrate the grace of God.
Minawalan kabuluhan mo ang kagandahang loob ng Diyos.
And you're going to be in bondage.
At magiging talika.
Look at verse 4. You have become estranged from Christ, you who attempt to be justified by the law. You have fallen from grace.
Kayong nagsisikap na maging matuwid sa pamamagitan ng pagtupad sa kautusan, inihiwalay ninyo ang inyong sarili kay Kristo at napalayo kayo sa kagandahang loob ng Diyos. Hallelujah.
Falling from grace is not sinning.
Ang sinasabing falling from grace ay hindi kasalanan.
When we sin, we don't fall from grace.
Pag ikay nagkasala, ito hindi nagdudulot ng
falling from grace is going back to law.
Ang falling from grace daw ay pagbalik sa kautusan.
Amen.
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 Can you read the word?
Nabasa niyo ba?
Is that what it says?
Ito ba ang sabi?
Does it say you fall from grace, you sin?
Sinasabi ba dito pag inihiwalay niyo ang inyong sarili kayo nagkakasala?
No, it doesn't say that. It says you who attempt to be justified by the law, you have fallen from grace.
Sinasabi kung ihiwalay ninyo ang inyong sarili kay Kristo at napalayo kayo sa kagandahang loob ng Diyos,
you are becoming estranged from Christ. Estranged, you mean separated from Christ.
At tayo ay napapalayo na kay Kristo.
You who attempt to be justified by the law,
na sinusubukan mong maging matuwid dahil sa kautusan,
you're separating yourself from Christ.
Inihiwalay mo ang sarili mo kay Kristo. Amen.
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 Justified by law.
Naging
whoever tries to be justified by law,
kung sino man ang sumusubok na maging matuwid dahil sa kautusan,
is fallen from grace.
Ay ito tinatawag na falling from grace.
You're estranged from Christ.
Ikay nalayo, naihiwalay kay Kristo.
What is the grace of God?
Anong grasya ng Diyos?
Jesus Christ and Him crucified.
Kristo at siyang napako sa krus.
You're taking your faith off of Christ.
Tinatanggal niyo ang inyong pananampalataya palabas doon.
You're estranged from Him.
Ikay nagiging malayo, malayo.
Separated from Him.
Naging hiwalay kay Kristo.
If you go back to law.
Pag bumalik ka sa kautusan.
Amen.
Amen.
You have something to say? Dorian, no. Verse 5.
Versículo 5.
For we through the Spirit eagerly wait for the hope of righteousness by faith.
Kami umaasa na maging matuwid sa pamamagitan ng pananampalataya.
The Holy Spirit.
Ang Espiritu Santo.
Points us to Christ.
Tinuturo tayo pabalik kay Kristo.
So we eagerly wait for the hope of righteousness.
Kaya nga umaasa tayo sa katuwiran.
Look at Romans chapter 6 verse 14.
Roma 6:14.
Amen. Romans 6:14 says,
Roma 6:14 sabi,
for sin shall not have dominion over you, for you're not under law, but under grace.
Sapagkat hindi na dapat maghari sa inyo kasalanan dahil kayo wala na sa ilalim ng kautusan, kundi nasa ilalim ng kagandahang loob ng Diyos.
If we go back to law,
kung babalik ka sa kautusan,
listen please,
makinig mabuti.
The Word of God says,
ang sabi ng salita ng Diyos,
if we go back to law,
kung babalik ka sa kautusan,
sin will begin to dominate our life.
Magsisimula na magdominar ang kasalanan sa buhay mo.
The grace of God,
ang grasya ng Diyos,
Christ and Him crucified, is the victory over sin.
Ay katagumpayan sa kasalanan.
God gave us His Son.
Ang Diyos ibinigay niya ang kanyang anak.
Gave Him on the cross.
Binigay niya doon sa krus.
He shed His blood.
Binubuo ang kanyang dugo.
So we might have righteousness.
Para magkaroon tayo ng katuwiran.
By faith.
Dahil sa pananampalataya.
If we go back to a law.
Kung babalik ka sa kautusan.
The sin nature.
Ang likas na kasalanan.
Is going to dominate us.
Ay magdodominar sa buhay mo.
That's the Word of God.
Yun ang salita ng Diyos.
But people all over the Christian world.
Pero ang mga tao sa Kristiyanong mundo
are going to law.
Ay bumabalik sa kautusan.
Some of them know it.
Ang iba alam.
Some of them don't.
Ang iba naman hindi nila alam.
But it doesn't matter to the law.
Pero wala itong isa-isa ka.
They're frustrating the grace of God.
Inawalan kabuluhan nila ang grasya ng Diyos.
Whether they know it or not.
Kung alam man nila ito o hindi.
And they think that they're fine.
At akala nila sila ayos lang.
But Revelation 3:17 says they're not fine.
Pero ang sabi ng Revelation, pahayag 3:17, hindi sila ayos.
Look at Revelation 3:17.
Tingnan natin sa pahayag.
He's talking about the Laodicean church.
Sa kinakausap dito ang Laodicean na si
Jesus is coming back soon.
Si Jesus ay babalik.
Amen.
And he's talking to the church at Laodicea.
At kinakausap niya ang simbahan, iglesia sa Laodicea.
He says, because you say I am rich and have become wealthy and have need of nothing, but you do not know that you are wretched and miserable and poor and blind and naked.
Sinasabi mong ikaw ay mayaman, sagana sa lahat ng bagay at wala nang kailangan pa. Ngunit hindi mo nalalaman ikaw ay kawawa, kahabag-habag, dukha, bulag at hubad.
This word of faith thing that's sweeping the church world.
Etong word of faith na talagang nagpupunta sa iba't ibang simbahan.
You name it, you claim it.
Pagka sinabi mo,
you lip it, you grip it.
Pagka sinabi mo, anihin mo.
And whatever you say, God has to do it.
Kaya kung ano man ang sabihin mo, gagawin ng Diyos.
God is not a bellhop at a hotel.
Hindi siya, ang Diyos hindi parang yung pagkatumunod.
He's not answering to our call.
Hindi siya sasagot lagi sa ating mga tawag.
We think we can just tell God what we want.
At tingin mo ba, masasabihin mo lang sa Diyos kung anong kailangan mo?
Yes.
Oo.
By faith.
Dahil sa pananampalataya.
In His will.
Sa kanyang kalooban.
If it's His will for Him.
Kung yun ang kalooban ng Diyos sa kanya.
You'll have a fancy car.
Magkakaroon ka ng magandang sasakyan.
But because I say I'm gonna have a fancy car.
Pero dahil nasabi, hindi dahil nasabi mo ako'y magkakaroon ng magandang sasakyan.
You're not gonna have it.
Hindi ka magkakaroon nito.
Not by your own mouth.
Hindi dahil sa sarili mong salita lamang.
And you say you're increased with goods.
At sabi mo ikaw ay napakayaman.
This is the greed gospel.
Ito ay talagang greed na ebanghelyo.
They call it the word of faith.
Sabi niya mga word of faith.
But it's become the greed gospel.
Ito ay talagang anong greed?
Hello? Send me your 100 pesos and you will get 1,000 from the Lord.
Ay, padala mo sa akin ang iyong 100 peso at makakatanggap ka ng 1,000 peso galing sa Diyos.
Send me 100, you'll receive 1,000.
Sige, padala niyo ang iyong 100 at makakatanggap kayo ng 1,000.
Well, the man on television that's telling you that.
Pero ang tao na yon dun sa television nagsasabi sa inyo ng ganyan.
I have an idea for him.
Meron akong ideya para sa kanya.
Maybe he should send me 1,000.
Marahil siya magdala sa akin, magbigay sa akin ng 1,000.
And he'll get 10,000.
At makakatanggap naman siya ng 10,000.
If he really believes this.
Kung naniniwala talaga siya doon.
He should send everybody money.
Ipadala niya ang pera sa lahat ng tao.
No.
Hindi.
It's the greed gospel.
Ito ay talagang sakin.
Don't fall for this.
Huwag kayong magpapadaya dito.
Beware.
Mag-ingat kayo.
That's not the gospel.
Hindi ito ang ebanghelyo.
Amen.
Amen.
That's not the gospel.
Hindi ito ang magandang balita.
And I would not want to be in his shoes when he stands before God.
At ayoko na ako'y nasa laylayan ng kanyang sapatos.
They say they're wealthy and rich and have increased with goods and have need of nothing.
Kaya nga sinabi niya dito, akala niya sa isa gana sa lahat ng bagay at wala nang kailangan pa.
But they don't know they're wretched.
Ngunit hindi nila alam na sila'y kawawa.
That word wretched.
Ang salitang kawawa.
When you get to the root meaning,
pagka pumunta ka sa pinakakahulugan nito,
it means exhausted from labor.
Ibig sabihin, pagod na sa trabaho.
There's only two times the word wretched is used in the New Testament.
Dalawang beses lang ginamit ang salitang kawawa sa Bagong Tipan.
It's in Romans 7:24.
Sa Roma 7:24.
And it's in Revelation 3:17.
At sa Pahayag 3:17.
And in Romans 7:24.
At ang sa Roma 7:24.
The Apostle Paul,
sabi ni Apostol Pablo,
says, "Oh wretched man that I am."
Sabi niya, kawawa akong tao.
Who?
Sino?
Who?
Sino?
Not what program?
Hindi kung anong mga programa.
Who will deliver me from this body of death?
Sino magpapalaya sa akin dito?
He knows he's wretched.
Alam niyang siya'y kawawa.
He knows he's exhausted.
Alam niyang siya'y pagod na pagod na.
He knows he can't do it.
Alam niyang hindi niya kayang gawin.
He just got done telling us the things that I want to do, I don't do.
At sinabi niya, mga bagay na kung gusto kong gawin, hindi ko nagagawa.
And he knows that he's wretched.
At alam niyang siya'y kawawa.
And he asks, who will deliver me?
At ang hinihingi niya, sino ang magpapalaya sa akin?
The next verse says, I thank God through Jesus Christ my Lord.
At sunod na versikulo, sabi niya, salamat dahil sa aking Panginoong
Jesus. Jesus delivered us from the law.
Si Kristo nagpalaya sa atin sa kautosan.
He had gone back to law.
Pag lumalik na sa kautosan.
And he was wretched.
Siya ay kawawa.
But the other people.
Pero ang limang tao.
That are wretched.
Na kawawa.
Is the Laodicean church.
Ay Laodicea na iglesia.
They don't know they're wretched.
Hindi nila alam na sila ay kawawa.
They don't know they're laboring for something that's already paid for.
Hindi nila alam na sinusubukan nilang trabaho ng mga bagay na binayaran na.
So you've got two people.
Yeah, nga meron dalawang tao.
The Apostle Paul.
Si Apostol Pablo.
And all of us that understand.
At sa lahat sa atin na nakaunawa.
We can't do it.
Hindi natin to kayang gawin.
We can't be righteous in our own.
Hindi tayo pwedeng matuwid sa ating sarili.
We can't justify ourselves.
Hindi natin pwedeng gawing
we can't sanctify ourselves. Our faith must be in Christ. And Christ alone. And then you have the Laodicean church. The ones running around. And they don't know they're wretched. They don't know they're miserable. A Christian under law is a miserable person.
Ang Kristiyanong nasa ilalim ng kautosan ay miserableng Kristiyano.
They can't do it.
Hindi nila kayang gawin ito.
They can't live for God in their own strength.
Hindi sila pwedeng mamuhay sa dahil sa kanilang sariling kalakasan sa Diyos.
It's too hard.
Ito'y napakahirap.
And they're poor.
Sila'y
and blind.
Bulag.
They're poor and blind spiritually.
Sila ay bulag at dukha espiritual.
And naked.
At hubad.
Naked to the judgment of God.
Hubad sa paghahatol ng Diyos.
When you go back to law.
Pag bumalik ka sa utos.
When anything and everything that's not faith in Christ crucified becomes a law. And when you go there, you're going to be naked to the judgment of God. You're going to be wretched. You're going to be miserable. But we have Christ. And we've been crucified with Christ. And our faith is in Christ. And the blood of Jesus has washed us clean and keeps us perfect.
At ginawa tayong perfecto
in the sight of God.
Sa harap ng Diyos.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Give the Lord a hand. Thank you, Jesus. We give you praise, glory, and honor. We ask you to give us a rest during the break.
Yes, God.
We ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.